Ah, Mi Feng. Can lah, he chosen you. Three of you come. Pass the lighter to them. Ah, 这边有一个. Incense and the candle. Okay, the rest of us can stand. Today is the 17th of August, 2017, Thursday class. And Brother Dio and Sister Padma Sri's house. We will start with the puja offering. Okay, start by offering the tray. Sadhu, 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 candle, sadhu, 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 sadhu. Okay, we can offer the rest of the item. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, you can be seated. Then we will get ready to do the puja. Compose your mind, develop the saddha, virya, then mindfully we shall commence the puja. Yeah, you can offer up there. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, yeah. Namo Bhansi Sijia Moni Pho. Namo Bhansi Sijia Moni Pho. Namo Bhansi Sijia Moni Pho. Namo Quan Sing Pusa. Namo Quan Sing Pusa. Namo Quan Sing Pusa. Namo Mila Pho. Namo Mila Pho. Namo Mila Pho. Namo Pho Pusa. 那摩佛菩萨，那摩佛菩萨，阿拉汉萨玛萨摩多巴嘎瓦，不当巴嘎万当阿比瓦帝咪。Swakato Bhagavata Dhammo Dhammang Namassami Supatipanno Bhagavato Savakasangho Sanghang Namami。Okay, you can visit that. Turn to page 1 of the chanting book. We will chant the Vandana. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Samma Sambuddhassa.Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Samma Sambuddhassa Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Samma Sambuddhassa Buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi Dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmiSanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi Dutiyāmpi Buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi Dutiyāmpi Dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi Dutiyāmpi Sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi Tatiyāmpi Buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmiTatiyampi Dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi Tatiyampi Sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi Pānātipātā viramani Sikkhāpadaṃ samādhiyāmi Ādinādhānā viramani Sikkhāpadaṃ samādhiyāmiKāmesu micchācārā Ramani Sikkhāpadaṃ samādhiyāmi Musāvādā viramani Sikkhāpadaṃ samādhiyāmi Surāmerayā macchāpamādathānaViramani Sikkhāpadaṃ samādhiyāmi Now you chant the Padipaha Puja, offering of likes. Ganna sarapaditena Dipena tamadangsina Tiloka dipang sambudang Pujayami tamonudangGanda sambara yutena Dupena hang sugang hina Puja ye puja niyang tang Puja bacana mutamang Vanna ganda guno petang Etang kesuma santatin Puja yami munindasaSiri pada sarorohe Puje mi buddhang kusumena nena Punnena matena ca hotu mokhang Pupang milayati yata idang me Ayo tatayati vinasa bawangAdivasetu no bante Paniyang parikapitang Anukampang upadaya Patiganhatu mutamang 阿里瓦塞图诺班提巴里巴里卡比汤阿努甘邦乌巴达亚巴提干哈图穆特曼阿里瓦塞图诺班提波迦南巴里卡比汤阿努甘邦乌巴达亚Patigan Hatumutamang. Now we will chant the puja aspiration based on our understanding of the significance of all this puja offering. Significance of offering of light. May this offering of light to the Buddha bring forth the causes and conditions to illuminate our mind and help arise the needed clarity and understanding to dispel all darkness or ignorance therein.Significance of offering of water. May this offering of pure, clear, cool water lead us to the pure, clear Dhamma that cools and doses off the fires of all defilements within our mind. Significance of offering of incense. May our morality, virtue, and understanding shine forth far and wide, just like the fragrance of this incense.Which we are offering to the Blessed One, which is perfect in wisdom and virtue. Significance of offering of fruits. May this offering of fruits remind us of the Dana Parami of generosity and the fruit of our karma, so that we will diligently strive on with heedfulness to attain the path and fruition soon as possible. Significance of offering of flowers.May this constant offering of flowers to the Blessed One strengthen our faith and constantly remind us of the impermanence of this body, so that we will diligently and sincerely strive on to cultivate Sila, Samadhi, and Panya, leading to ultimate liberation, the bond-free Nibbana. Making of overall aspiration.By the power of all these merits born of these offerings, may our spiritual faculties of Sada, Virya, Sati, Samadhi, and Panya be further strengthened until they become balas or powers. Sharing and transfer of merits to all beings. May these merits be shared and transferred to all beings without exception.Especially to those who have the condition and affinity to receive them. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, let us pay respect to Tripuja. Badang Pajami. Damang Pajami.Sanghang Pujemi. Okay, you can be seated. Just relax yourself, body and mind completely relax. Then we can have our meditation. We can have half an hour of silent meditation. Okay.Those who need to train their mind, develop the spiritual faculty, you can go ahead. For those who already know how to meditate, you can straight away go into the meditation. What you need to do is just relax body and mind, relax into every mind state, then just silence everything and maintain that sati or mindfulness. Remember the four support.Relax, mindful, 24-hour, then trust. So the first three is very important. Whatever happens, you need to relax into it. So initially is to have a stable posture that you can sit comfortably. You got pain in your leg. If your itch is catching up, you need not cross your leg. You can just either sit on a couch or a chair or on a settee, set or lean against the wall. Then you can straighten your leg. Then after that, you just relax body and mind completely. Then maintain silence. If you find the thought coming, you don't have to fight it, don't have to resist it, don't do anything, just let it be. Just understand the untrained mind is heedless. Without the spiritual faculty, the mental hindrance will be there. Then you become more focused. You either train your mind to have the skillful means to overcome your mental hindrance, or you develop the spiritual faculty. So there are a lot of options that you can develop. If you want to use the technique and method of meditation to help you to decondition your heedless thinking, you can. And the recommended approach is already in the transcript book, 12 September 2013. That transcript book teach you two very useful techniques. First is mind sweeping method, relax body and mind completely. Then maintain attentiveness on your forehead, don't think, just feel. You can detect any tightness, any stress within. Then you just relax into it, feel it soothingly, relax, relax and relax. Then after that, you sweep it down to your eye muscle, do the same, just feel, relax, no more thought. As you move it down until your facial muscle, you will find that you become more calm, more peaceful. Whereas you feel and relax, you don't think. So that itself will give rise to your ability to decondition your heedless thinking that has become habitual. Then after that, you will develop inner peace, inner calmness. Then to help you further to relax, you should combine with loving kindness or metta meditation to bring about inner calmness and inner peace, leading to inner well-being. You can read it following the Buddha's recommendation. First to yourself, may I, this body and mind of mine, be well and happy, well and happy, free from all suffering, free from all harm and danger. May it too be without enmity, without ill will and untroubled. May it keep itself happy and peaceful always. May this body and mind of mine too be free of all suffering, both physical and mental suffering. So this is how you start. Then may there be love, may there be peace, then may there be joy deep within your heart. Then after that, you can extend all this to your loved ones and other friends or whatever. Kayanamitas, Dhamma friends, your neighbors, and all beings within the entire universe. Initially, you can just visualize yourself facing a mirror radiating a radiant smile. The moment you can smile, there is joy. Then your facial muscle will relax on its own. Because when you can smile, when you can have a radiant smile and joy, you don't have any stress or tension within. So your facial muscle will relax. Then after that, you can come back to your facial muscle, feel relaxed. Then you sweep it down as usual to your neck, shoulder, and back to shoulder, then your heart area, chest area. Then again, you sweep it down to your abdomen, your leg, and you can reverse the whole thing. Then after that, you should feel more calm and more peaceful. Then you need to stabilize this quietness of mind or calmness of mind. You can use any meditation object or skillful means, either meditation technique or method that you are familiar with, to anchor your mind. You can use anapanasati if you want to, mindfulness of the in and out breath. Then just relax body and mind completely, maintain attention in front of your nostril. Then like the Buddha's instruction, breathing in, the mind is aware. Breathing out, the mind is aware. Just maintain awareness, don't try to do anything. Every time the mind wanders off, patiently bring it back. Don't stir your mind, don't become unhappy or upset. Just maintain the mindfulness to train. Not long, the mindfulness of the in and out breath will stabilize. When it starts to stabilize, your meditation will take place and you will progress. Then you just continue to maintain the mindfulness, breathing in, aware, breathing out, aware, without words, just silent. Breathe in, breathe out naturally until the mind and the breath move as one. Then continue to relax into every mind state. So as anapanasati stabilize, you will experience a type of peacefulness, a type of calmness, which they call piti. Piti is a spiritual calmness or spiritual joy that will calm once the mind is trained. Okay, I will allow you to train your mind. Then for those who know how to meditate, you just silent everything, then stabilize the mindfulness. Then later on, as you become more and more skillful, that silent mind, the meditative mind, when it arises and become very stable, it will allow you to understand many things in your meditation. Then later on, you have to bring this mind state that you have trained into the daily life and cultivate daily mindfulness. Especially the cultivation of Noble Eightfold Path. Okay, I will off the mic, then I will let you continue with your meditation. Then the alarm will ring. After that, I will ring the bell. Then you can slowly, mindfully come out of the meditation. Okay. Okay. For those who still want to meditate, you can slowly, mindfully come out of meditation. For those who have enough, you can just relax body and mind, then maintain whatever inner peace, inner calmness, and inner awareness that you have developed. Then we can continue our second session, which is invocation to the devas. Turn to page 6. Invocation to the devas in this universe, in their entirety. Let the deities come here. Let them hear the good doctrine of the King of Sages, which gives heaven and release Nibbana. This is the time to listen to the teaching. This is the time to listen to the teaching. This is the time to listen to the teaching. Then we chant together. Samanta Chakavalesu Atra Gacchantu Devata Saddhammang Muni Rajasa Sunantu Sakkamokkhadang Dhamma Savanan Kalo Ayang Badanta Dhamma Savanan Kalo Ayang Badanta Dhamma Savanan Kalo Ayang Badanta Namo Atassa Bhagavato Arahato Samma Sambuddhassa Namo Atassa Bhagavato Arahato Samma Sambuddhassa Namo Atassa Bhagavato Arahato Samma Sambuddhassa Itti Peso Bhagava Arahang Samma Sambuddho Vijja Charana Sampanno Sugato Lokavido Anuttaro Purisa Dhamma Sarati Satta Deva Manusanang Buddho Bhagavati Swakato Bhagavata Dhammo 三地地库阿卡利库诶希巴西库欧巴那依库巴加当维地达波维诺希提苏巴提巴诺巴嘎瓦多萨瓦嘎桑哥乌鸠巴提巴诺巴嘎瓦多萨瓦嘎桑哥尼亚巴提巴诺巴嘎瓦多萨瓦嘎桑哥萨米奇巴提巴诺巴嘎瓦多萨瓦嘎桑哥亚迪当查达里普瑞萨尤卡尼阿德普瑞萨普嘎拉耶萨巴嘎瓦多萨瓦嘎桑哥阿呼尼哟巴呼尼哟达克尼哟昂加里卡拉尼哟阿努特朗布尼亚克汤罗卡萨提萨丢萨丢萨Okay, let us pay respect to Pajam. Badang Pajam. Damang Pajam. Sanghang Pajam. Okay, you can be seated. Then just relax body and mind and maintain some form of attentiveness. Then we can open up for meditation reporting. You just have to raise your hand and you can report your meditation. Then ask whatever question you want to understand regarding meditation and the teaching. Okay, now we open it up. Anybody? Yeah, Brother Song. Pass the mic to Brother Song. Yeah. You can share whatever you want to share also.
Brother, I'll share yes.我的一个 experience， 我用八个月的时间来penetrate， so when 我在 report 的时候 maybe it a bit long，
never mind， it's okay，
因为用八个月的时间，
you got one and a half hours， okay， good， yeah，
okay，
very good， this type of sharing is very good，
我有一个small unit, the apartment. So last year, February, 我 rented to 一个Indians 来的这个 foreigner.
Okay.
And then 到了 November 开始 then 他没有还我 renter. Then 我也不能够找到他，因为when 我 called 他的 number， 他没有 pick up， send message never replies.So then 我就开始的，当我们我就有我就是the moment 我一 perceive 那个 renter 的时候，我的这个 heart 的 area 就很多的这个 negativity arise。
Very good。
哇，那是一直 arise 那个 negativity from the heart area。 Then 我想 how am I going to solve this?
Very good.
Then 我想 okay, maybe like normal people 要去那种去 fighting 的，我不能够。
Yeah.
Then I 我就讲 maybe I use the Dharma way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
然后讲 if use the Dharma way, how to solve it? 连我没有问人，连我就慢慢的去 contemplate,
yeah, yeah.
去 recall whatever I learned from the Dharma,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
how to solve to 这个 case.、
嗯、
然后我就想到这个law of karma,、
嗯、
then 我就去 ask for forgiveness.、
嗯、
But by the initial the stage when I ask for forgiveness,、
嗯、
我还是有那个 thought that to expect that.To get back my renter. That's right. So when you ask for forgiveness 的时候、you are not sincere. So 它的 effect 就没有。That every day, 我的这个 heart area, especially in the morning, 我一 wake up,
yeah, the thought,
我的 mind 一 perceive 的时候、我的 heart area 就一直很不舒服。Then daytime 的时候 in the office, sometimes 他一 arise 的时候，哇 ，in the 那个 hot area， 然后很不爽，所以我就在开始的，我就再去 recall， 我讲，哎，等我慢慢的去 contemplate， 我讲 ，every time 你一 perceive 的时候，你很多的那个 negativity， 你 fear worry anxiety everything 就在你的 heart area 这里 every day 就一直在 disturb 你。然后我就真的是我讲哦，然后我慢慢的在 silence 我的 mind 去 contemplate 的时候，我想到 this must be is a law of karma in 我的 past life， 我一定是 part 我一定是那个 tenant， I do these actions to the landlord， so that's why so now 他的 condition arise there， 我就是那个 victim。
Yeah.
当我一 contemplate 的时候，我就那时我就开始很 sincere 的去 ask for forgiveness、
mm.
every day 我就很 sincere 的去、ask for forgiveness and 我 share 我的 merits to 这个、我的这个 tenant、
mm.
because 我想到真的是很、it's really、it's very bad 的那个 feeling
yeah yeah
然后我就想到这个 law of karma， you reap what you sow。
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
你如果你不喜欢的话，你不要去做人家。When the condition arise 的时候，
yeah,
你就是那个 victim， 等下就会
come to question， 也会 feedback。
所以那时我就很 sincere 的每一天一直去 ask for forgiveness，、mm-hmm. 一直去跟那个 distant past 的那个 whoever， 去 ask for forgiveness。Then 过后。我又在慢慢的去 recall， 我就在想 ，what is the worst scenario in this case？
对，
我自己想 ，can you accept？ 如果他不要还你 renter， the worst 是就是没有 renter 罢了。然后我就然后我就说 ，OK， I can accept the scenario， 就是 no renter。Then somehow after 不久，我整个有一天我就。有个 understanding， 哎、我有一个 sakaya ditti 的 arise， 我已经去 attach to 这个 property， 这个 unit。I thought that 这个是 my property，、我的 property。Now someone didn't pay the renter， 我很不爽。So actually it's not the renter， it's because 我的 sakaya ditti 我 attach to 这个 unit。So that's why 我 craving。So哇，我整个人就一直每一天的就一直给这个我的这个sankhara 的 perceive 一直去什么去 arise， 然后我就哎，我有一个 understanding of 这个这个 attachment， 然后我就 continue 的去 keep on asking for forgiveness， then 在 silent， 在in 后来到了 June 的时候，我们的 office 又很忙，我就没有去 perceive
the text
啊，对。Before that, every time 我一 perceive 的时候，哇，他一来，sometimes 我 send the message， 我 lost the control， 我会 send 那个 message，but no reply， 好、没有 action， 什么都没有 ，I don't know how 怎样去 deal， but 我讲 somehow the nature 他一定会 solve， but at that moment
it will be resolved，
so 到了 June 的时候，我发现到哎。When 我一 perceive 的时候，我的这个 heart area 它不 move 了，它没有这个 movement in June 的时候，then 所以那个 June 的时候我有一个 benefit 就是那个心随境转的那个 understanding
所以、
so, yeah. 到了 July 的时候我在 call 这个tenants 的时候他整个 condition 很像变成 reverse 了
yeah, yeah.
他 willing come out to see me、
yeah.
and then we talk、我跟他很好的再谈当我在看到这个 form and mind 我想他也是一个 form and mind maybe 他有他的、reason
yeah, yeah.
not pay for the renter
yeah, right,
then I just、
yeah.
talk to him 他真的原来他有、because、previously 他的儿子也来 Malaysia 做工因为没有 permit 被警察抓了说、
oh, no.
他们要去 settle then somehow 现在轮到这个 father 他 few months 他的、company didn't pay the、salary、oh, 给他、
嗯
所、so, 以他 explain 给我 but somehow 他讲、他会 start to pay me back then last month 他 start to pay for the outstanding、
yeah.
then there was one day 我 call 他他一 pick up the phone Hi my friend 我讲、欸、怎么整个 scenario 来我们很像一个 good friend 了的、
yeah.
他讲、he really thanks 他讲、for the past half six month 我没有、我一直帮他所、so, 以他讲他 really thanks、to me、yeah. and 他 will
grateful
他会 settle for the 这个、这个 renter、
yeah.
因为我觉得做这整个 scenario for the past six months 的时候哇我真的是每一天 perceive 的时候我就 upside down but the moment 我一有了这个 understanding 了以后他整个的 condition 就 reverse、
yeah,
就不一样了、
yeah,
and then、last Monday 我在放工我在听你的、sharing 我在驾车的时候你在 share 在 explain 那个、Avijja Inherent、你在讲这个 Avijja、我们有 Avijja is because of 这个 Sakaya Titi、
yeah,
这个 Sakaya Titi、
yeah,
还有这个 main、reason is 我们没有 right view、
yeah.
but the moment 我一听完的时候我整个 from 我的这个 heart 的 area 有一个、understanding from 我的 heart 这里 click 这样子出来我很像完全的 understand 这整个的 inherent 的这个 sharing
so
我在 recall 的时候讲为什么 every time 我都有听你的 talk but 这个 Avijja is a 很 common 的一个 Dharma sharing
Yeah.
我也听了很多次吧、为什么今天我整个很像整个、
yeah.
整个人在 awaken from
了解、
整个 awaken from 这个 understanding 所以、so, at night 我在 recall 的时候我讲哦原来这八个月我的 tenant 给了我一个很好的一个 test
yeah. unique condition
他给我了这个 test 因为我在这个八个月里面我一直在用 how to use the Dharma way to solve、
yeah.
this这个 case 的时候我从 law of karma 里面开始然后又看到了我的 sakaya ditti 我的 attachment then after few days 晚上有一天我 after dinner 我去散步的时候我整个的 heart area 一直在 moving 一直很多的那个 gratitude 当我在 recall 的时候我很多的这个 gratitude这个 credit 是 toward to the 那个 Dharma、因为 all the while、我们一直在听 Bharatud 你的 sharing、
yeah.
一直在讲、wisdom is very beautiful、yeah. and 很美丽、but 这一次 because of 这个 case 的时候我真的是看到、怎样 how to apply the Dharma、
yeah.
in the daily life to solve、the daily problem、
yeah.
然后从里面去看到这个 Dharma 的beautiful、
是啊、
although 它只是一个很 small part 但是 the moment 你一、有了这个 understand 的时候它是、很 deep 的那种 gratitude
yeah, yeah.
你 gratitude toward to the Dharma
correct, correct.
to the wisdom 它的 beautiful、
很奥妙、
对很奥妙就是它没有 wording 就是在你的 heart area 很多的这个感恩
yeah, yeah.
很多的、gratitude toward to the Dharma and the wisdom
是啊
然后我 suddenly 就有个 understanding 哇这个 form and mind 真的是一个 condition 来给你去用
yeah, yeah,
if you know how to、用这个 body and mind 在你的 daily life to cultivate the Buddha Dharma、去 arise, to she arise in the wisdom,
yeah.
Then 你会得到他的这个 benefit from the Buddha Dhamma. 但是如果你是 healers 的话，你就用这个 form and mind 的话，你就在 healers 的去，你就在rolling in the karma. Then 你这个 consciousness 就 line after line 的，就一直在这个time and space 里面一直不断的轮回
yeah, yeah,
一直的不断的去流转
yeah,
一直不断的生死
yeah,
生死
yeah,
没有 ending、
嗯、
那个时候我整个就哇你整个真的是整个就很 understand 了这个、嗯、Buddha Dhamma 的这个 beautiful、
yeah,
很深很深的这个感恩、所以、我要谢谢 Baradio 在这里就是多下个礼拜就是我从阿加安那边回来的三年
哦，啥的
我下个礼拜就是三年了
yeah, 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 yeah.
这个三年里面我 go through 真的是很多
yeah, yeah, yeah.、
哦、我其实我还有很多 small,
今年过很多、
我 go through 很多的 small test
yeah, yeah, yeah.
我都没有去 report
you, you will go through, you will go through
这个是一个 final
不过你懂得怎样去处理的
yeah, yeah.
You have the understanding it's only you don't know how to actually apply it
Yeah.
Initially, it takes a while to stabilize. But
yeah.
the understanding is that what is important is 你 off 掉一下子。你看 with your mindfulness already developed, the understanding already there, you will become very sensitive. You will become very sensitive. Sensitive in the sense that whenever something happens, like in this case, initially, he solved it through the Dhamma way.Which is correct. Those who have the Dhamma, who have the understanding, they will reflect back on the Dhamma. Then they will learn how to resolve it amicably. So the first aspect of Dhamma is Noble Eightfold Path. Noble Eightfold Path, if you cultivate it, it will lead to the end of all suffering. So that is how it happened. So Noble Eightfold Path starts with right view. That's why he did it correctly. He went in through right view.Of karma, so ask for forgiveness. If you do not have the understanding, if you don't do it sincerely, like what he mentioned just now, then it's like it has got not much effect. Yeah. Then later on he learned. Yeah. But the more important thing that he mentioned is, at first he thought this tenant, who is a foreigner, for those who don't know Mandarin, maybe I translate a bit,So the problem started about 8 months ago, according to Brother Song, after he defaulted in the rental. So it was a small apartment unit that he rented it out. When the default happened, he tried to contact this tenant, but he couldn't get hold of the tenant. Then, as usual, the form in mind,they will have this attachment, this craving, this clinging, this grasping and holding on to things. Then you accumulate it through memory. You give it meaning, you give it importance. Then like he realized, you attach to the memory of this particular incident, which is the ownership of the unit. The former mind will have this thought, thinking that he owned.And you are the landlord, and he is supposed to be your tenant, he is supposed to pay rental. If he don't pay, you will try your very best or whatever means to get it. Like he said, like normal mundane people, you will get angry, agitated, then as you WhatsApp, first you call, cannot get through, then you call again cannot get through. You know what the thought will tell you?This guy is not going to answer you anymore. He already planned all this. So you get more angry, more unhappy. Then he start to send WhatsApp. Initially, maybe in nice WhatsApp. Later on, no more reply. You start to become more harsh. Still no more reply. Most people will get angry and put very strong message. And all that. Still no more reply.What can you do? Cannot be contacted and all those things. So, these are worldly things that has to be resolved through understanding, through wisdom. Otherwise, you cannot be free from the attachment, the craving, the clinging, and the grasping. And when you look at attachment, apart from what he mentioned just now about the self-delusion that believe you own and you have the rights to the rental and all those things, then if he don't pay you, what can you do? So mostly people will think of getting the police to evict him or give him a lawyer letter and all those things. So all those things, as a lay person, if you don't have the understanding, you can do. But it's going to take you time, and it's going to be quite costly too. And it's such a small unit apartment, not much the rental. Then she contemplated, what is the worst case scenario? You don't get to collect the rental. So it's not life and death, understand? But because of his cultivation, he is very sensitive about the suffering. Then he can trace the attachment, the craving, the clinging, the grasping, the holding. And how this form of mind become agitated without right view, without understanding. That mind, like, keep on creating. Like you say, he can feel from the heart because there is mindfulness of it. If you go deeper, you will start to understand the attachment is not about the self-delusion that attach. It's about the five aggregate of form and mind. You see, the Buddha mentioned in the final summary of the first noble truth. What is the final summary of the first noble truth? Yeah. What is the final summary? Final summary of the first noble truth. In short? Oh, first noble truth. So the Buddha said, under the final summary, he said, in short, all of suffering arise due to what? All of suffering. Is due to your attachment to your five aggregate of form and mind. Aggregate of form and mind. Yeah. This is where you will have the answer to all your thing. Then it will give you more penetrative understanding of dukkha, the first noble truth and the second noble truth. The Buddha always say under the second noble truth, whatever suffering you experience, there is always this cause behind, the cause of its arising, which is craving, born of self-delusion that condition you to grab and cling onto this five aggregate of form and mind. So the five aggregate of form and mind got five aspects. First is the physical form, rupa. When you attach, like what he contemplated, he went through, there is this form and mind which you believe is you. You believe this one own thing, can have thing. That's why it has its rights to rental and all those things. Within the condition world, true, right, correct. But the teaching is what? When you attach to this form, this self, the form and mind as the me and the I, what happened to you? You suffer, right? Like what you went through there. Because you become agitated. Right? You think you own, you want to collect the rental. Right? And this guy playing hide and seek with you. Yes or not? Not responding and not doing anything. Then you on your side, sankhara keep on arising. So when sankhara arises, what happened? The second aggregate is what? Huh? Feeling. Yeah. Do you attach your feeling? You definitely attach your feeling there. Because like you say, wake up, the thought come. So the thought come means you attach to memory. Memory. And memory is part of sankhara. Sankhara. Then you, sanya, you attach to what you perceive. Sanya is perception. And this is also the mental form. Mental form. So when you attach to what you perceive through memory, suffering arises. And this thing continuously haunts the living being. That's why, because he has mindfulness, he can experience it, and it's very sensitive. He can feel it. But normal human being get angry, very woke up, unhappy, miserable, yet they don't know they're angry. Then they can just go and tell their friend, use very strong word. Wow, my this tenderness too much. Sometimes they may use the what not so civilized word. This bugger, this bastard. So heedless people, they are not mindful, they are not sensitive. They cannot feel all this. And the only way is they use the mundane way. And when they use the mundane way, you know what they will do or not? They go and ask their friend, yeah, or consult a lawyer. Then the lawyer, of course, will tell you, you hire me, I give him a lawyer letter. Then we fix him up. Then we go and garnish the house. And all. These are the things you can do, but you have to pay, understand? Not? Then another smart fellow may come and tell you, yeah, no need, last time I did before. Go and buy a lock and lock it up. He will come after you. You think all this will work? You can try. I heard people tell me too. I tell you, the fellow is trapped inside there and he died because of fire or whatever. You will be charged for murder, you know. Then even you have whatever, if he wants to cheat you, he can break your lock. Your lock is nothing to him. Then there is a lot of other mundane way that lead to suffering and all those things. So if you were to be mindful, have the sensitivity and the understanding, you will know how to apply the Dhamma. So right view with regards to law of karma. So you no need to argue. Well, you don't want this to continue. Understand? You want to resolve it amicably. Yeah. So sometimes it comes because of karmic. And most of the time it's because of karmic. But for cultivator, it will come as a test. That's what he came to realize, finally. A test means what? If you don't go through all this, you cannot develop the deep understanding of suffering, craving, attachment, ignorance, like what he shared just now. So all this, without reflection, contemplation, the sensitivity of this mind through cultivation of mindfulness and heedfulness, you cannot do all this cultivation to develop the deep, stable understanding. Then later on, not only the understanding is there, it's like no more an issue. That's why when he met that tenant who finally answered him, because sometimes people can have problems, and that's like what he came to realize. So sometimes it's not people who want to avoid you. If they don't have problem, they will not do this to you, understand? Then also it could be karmic or whatever. The other thing is, you only have to resolve it amicably. It's not a matter of life and death. Even life and death, this is the reality. You have to accept. The reality is, in our society, we have such thing as owner, tenant. Owner has the right to the rental and all those things. And there are legal legislation that allow you to do things legally. So if you understand that these are realities of life and existence that can be resolved amicably, you have the Dhamma and you have the good mind, that's why Noble Eightfold Path is very important. When you talk to people nicely, they will respond and they will have gratitude towards you, because I believe that foreigner also must have experience before. His friend must have told him, is it your tenant very good? No, they didn't come after you. They didn't lock your house. They didn't get people like the police to evict you and do all those things. At least he still talk to you and let you slowly, slowly pay back. Actually, to resolve it amicably is very easy. You only need to understand this is the reality. You have to be patient and asana. It's just form a mind. Form a mind. Know what you think. And you reap what you sow. Whatever they do is karmic. It will hit against them. Then it also has its condition. Sometimes the condition is could be your karmic friction. You have to pay back. But if it's a test, then it's beautiful. Because without such test, you never learn. You can never progress. Yeah. So if the test that come, like what happened, and he came to understand, you will see how the whole thing reverse back. The moment you understand, and all this thing has got no more power over you, even if it's karma, it will just reverse everything. Yeah. Like in the early days, I came to understand, karma, you can reverse it. You can overcome it. But you have to go through it, because initially when it hit, the sign will come. You will know one. Cannot be one. Somehow, wow, all the conditions you can see happening are leading to it one. Like, it's meant to be. You either you owe people karmic debt, or there is some negativity of condition that arise through earlier on condition. And you will know what to do. And immediately you just silence your mind, relax, silent, then reflect and develop the understanding of what to do. Then later on when all this stabilize, you straight away will laugh at it. So this is the nature of Dhamma. This is life. If you have the Dhamma, it will not afflict you anymore. It will not affect you. Then in future, whatever happens, somehow you will know how to deal with it and you will know how to overcome it. And you will overcome it amicably, beautifully. And everything will just go the way it's supposed to be. Because you are incapable of negativity. You got no negativity. And all the talent you find will be very good. Then no more of such problem and all those things. The other thing about rental is, if you hire an agent to do it for you, you make sure you get a good agent. So that you can ask the agent to deal with it. You don't have to get yourself involved, understand? Because the safety about tenancy agreement is, you have 1 month advance, 2 month deposit and utility. So if you can resolve it within the 2-3 months, you actually don't lose anything. But most of the time, you won't lose anything. So it depends on your understanding. So you don't have to get yourself agitated, work up, become unhappy, miserable. No point. So all this that we mentioned, you will start to understand. Because as you experience it, you feel it. You develop the contemplative, which is the awe. That feeling is different. Last time when they pay the rental, I got good tenant, I very happy. But the moment you get a tenant that is not so good, what happened? You get agitated and work out and say, and this is where Dhamma is. Life itself is the your greatest teacher. Yeah. And you can learn a lot from life. Sometimes not necessarily rental. You ask Paramasri, he know the mate before this he had, he also accept it, no problem. Then resolve it. Then got to wait. Then sometimes he heard the story, he say people hijack her mate, they're supposed to come. What to do? That is the reality. Always remember, your former mind got two choices. Accept the reality and be at peace, then resolve it through Dhamma way, through understanding. Resolve it amicably via Dhamma way, the way for power. Second choice is, most heedless people do, get angry, become emotional, agitated, and suffer. You can do what you like, end of the day. Your former mind suffer. And the thought keep on haunting you. Yeah. Why these people like that? How come I so sweet? Why am I get into all this mess and get myself entangled into all this? This is what I mean by the thought telling you. And this is not the truth, not the reality. The reality is beyond all this. The thought is the thought. The thought has delusion, self-delusion, sakayadity. It don't have right view. That's why it will condition you into negativity and make you miserable. You don't have the sensitivity of mindfulness, awareness, to be aware of all this. You cannot handle life. You cannot live life. That's how he came to realize the beauty of Dhamma when you know how to apply it and use it. And this is what cultivation is all about. You must not have the wrong understanding, thinking that the moment you connect, you have the understanding, then you got no more suffering. No. The form and mind will still go through this type of thing. That's why without wisdom, this form and mind cannot be free. And the wisdom has to be really, really stable so that every moment, every instant, no matter under what condition or situation, it just know how to make the right decision. That's why the action will be spontaneous after that. No more like before. Have to feel it, reflect, contemplate, then go through the Dhamma. Means via the Dhamma way and develop the stability of understanding. Then only after that you know how to deal. So that phase you have to go through. That's why it's a contemplative phase. You have to reflect, contemplate. Then you have to develop the understanding. And only through all this stabilization of understanding, through the second turning, through the third turning, through the first turning and the second turning, then you are ready for the third turning. The third turning is very penetrative. It is meditative. You see. Then when even after the third turning, you awaken to the Dhamma, you have to learn how to live life, understand not? Like I told you, after the mandemic collapse, this form of mind had to learn how to use this supramundane mind so that it can go back to normal. Normalcy, I should say the word, normalcy. But that understanding is already there. You won't suffer anymore because you are sensitive, you can feel. And the mind will tell you, if you want to suffer, you go and think. You go and do all these things. You got two choices. To be or not to be. Then when you understand the form and mind, not you, like you finally understand, which I have been trying to emphasize to you all, the understanding all this while. Always remember, this five aggregate of form and mind, the segmented life that you come, like this life, he is Brother Song. You are whatever your name is. For me, this vehicle and tool that come is you call Brother Teo, sitting here talking to you. But this is not me, Anasana. This is karmically conditioned out for this nature to use. If you have the wisdom and the understanding, you will use it beautifully. Then like he come to realize, the Dhamma is so wonderful, so beautiful, so meaningful. And it can lead to the clear understanding to allow you to liberate your mind and free that mind from all suffering. Then from that moment onward, nothing can disturb you. Nothing can afflict you or cause any unhappiness in you. This form of mind is not you. It is karmically conditional, a vehicle and a tool for you to come to this world, to live life, to experience all of the beauty and wonders of life. Of course, if you have karmic negativity, karmic debt, it's also for you to pay back the bad karma, to experience all the friction of whatever negativity or karma that this so-called karmic nature of yours has. That's why the Buddha said you are born of your karma, heir to your karma, conditioned and supported by your karma. And you are what you are because of your karma. So when you reflect, contemplate deep into all this, you will have the right understanding to overcome them. To resolve all these things amicably via the Dhamma way. First thing first, if you can recall, my advice, whatever happened in life, what must you do? What must you do? So fast, cannot remember. Whatever that happened in life, what must you do? Don't react, don't get angry, don't make yourself miserable. Cannot. Calm yourself down. That's why silent mind. Reflect, contemplate, and ask yourself, I got two choices. If you want to be more clear and more specific, my form and mind got two choices. Understand? Then you don't drag yourself in. Understand? Then you can reflect and contemplate. This is the reality of life and existence. First noble truth reality. And this is what the Buddha says, suffering. And the cause of suffering is attachment, craving, clinging, grasping. That's why you have to reflect into it, contemplate into it. And it's only in life that you can have this type of condition for you to test yourself. If you don't have the mindfulness and the sensitivity of mind, you cannot even recognize all this, not to say cultivate it. That's why you must have the heedfulness, the mindfulness. The sensitivity has to be that level. Then slightest subtle negativity or unhappiness or dislike, you can feel it straight away. That's how you purify. That's how you clear and root all this out until it becomes like very stable. Then it's become like a part of you, the understanding. Then when it has become a part of you, it becomes like automatic. You don't need to do anything. You will just laugh and smile. Like I used to share with you all last time. Yeah? After the cultivation, then suddenly one day, my wife made coffee for me. Then I drink. Straight away, I knew there was no sugar. Normal people would have reacted and say, what type of coffee is it? No, I just laugh. Then I smile. Then I told my wife, hey, come, have a taste. Oh, I forgot to put sugar. I said, don't worry. And then later on, I went somewhere. I think I was walking along somewhere along the 1-1 park area or what. Then all of a sudden, somebody stick something out. So it's not visible really. Then you happen to walk near that place. Then suddenly that metal piece hit my leg here. I tell you, normal people would have cried. It's very painful. But this one just laughed, despite that tactile consciousness that is very, to normal people, is very painful. One. You would have, all the thing, no sound come out. It just laughed. The tactile consciousness is very clear. Then it just rests for a while, then it understands. This is nature. Condition like that, things will be like that. Whether it's karmic or not, things happen already. Means happen already. The reality is, happen already. I got two choices. Cry over it, yell over it, go and make all those stupid comments or condemn people. Which stupid people put all these things here? Why? No brainer. It's not going to help you. It's going to make you more negative. And this is going to be your habitual tendency. It will make you heedless. Happen already means happen already. Condition like that, things will be like that. You have to go through. Sometimes it's a test. Sometimes it's karmic. Sometimes it's your lack of mindfulness and heedfulness. You are not sensitive. You are not aware. But it can come in many forms. So life itself is not what you think. Then later on, as you cultivate with understanding, you know how to follow the advice of the Buddha, and your cultivation is all the way up, you will come to realize your life is like very blessed, very protected. Then like everything go your way. You cannot be so lucky. Somehow all this through your mindfulness, you will know. You can avoid all this. It's like you didn't do anything. How come life can be so perfect, so beautiful, so wonderful? Yeah. Like you are so blessed, so lucky. And end of the day, when you understand there is no such thing as luck. Luck is what worldly people use as a word. Because the law of karma, the nature's law, no such thing as luck. Luck also needs its condition behind. Yeah. That's why all of your blessings, the merit, your protection, is not via luck, not feng shui and all those things. It's via your own cultivation, your own understanding from your past, from this life, from all of the cultivation that this, what they call countless segmented life that has gone through countless existence. So all these aeons and aeons of birth and death, the summation of it that form your karmic nature, this is what each and every form and mind that come will have to depend on. Because like the Buddha said, all the form and mind that come, we are all born of our karma, heir to our karma, conditioned and supported by your karma. And you are what you are because of your karma. That's why this is a very powerful Dhamma, very important contemplation and reflection. Every day, you have to reflect on it, contemplate on it. That's why the Buddha said, it's a daily contemplation. Then the first four also equally important for you to break sakayadity, to have the understanding to deal with the First Noble Truth Reality. Because First Noble Truth Reality is a clear understanding of what suffering is. That's why the Buddha called it the Noble Truth of Dukkha. And this explains to you what suffering is. And it's a noble truth. If you were to confront this reality before you have the wisdom and the understanding, you will be afflicted. Suffering will arise. That's why this is a noble truth. Prevalence of suffering. Suffering is everywhere in the midst of life and existence. Provided you have the wisdom, then you need not go through suffering. But if you don't have the understanding, then this is a noble truth. Suffering is everywhere in the midst of life and existence. Prevalence of suffering. Where most living beings, they are deluded. Very few have the understanding, awakening. Yeah. And because of that, it's called a noble truth. When you understand, you become noble one. You can awaken to it. So the first noble truth of dukkha is to be understood. You have to understand it clearly. And you can only understand it through life itself, daily mindfulness. In the midst of life and existence, you will confront them. You will see them happening to your form and mind every moment, every instant. And you have the heedfulness, the mindfulness, the stability of mind that is ever mindful. This mind can understand. That's why without heedfulness, you don't stand a chance. That's the reason why Dhammapada verse 21 is very clear. Heedfulness is the path to the deathless. The heedful never die. Whereas if you are heedless, heedlessness is the path to the dead. The heedless is as if dead. Means you don't stand a chance. Spiritually, you are as if dead. Yeah. So all this understanding will remind you to train your mind, to cultivate the important factor of enlightenment, which is the sati, mindfulness. Then stabilize it to be ever mindful. Then use it in the midst of life to cultivate noble evopa. Then only you can become heedful. Then only you are destined for enlightenment. That's why without heedfulness, you don't stand a chance. The moment you are heedful, you are destined for enlightenment. So it's not that difficult. Train your mind to have sati, stabilize it, then use it to cultivate noble eightfold path. And that is what heedfulness is all about. The moment you are heedful, you are home. You don't have to worry about life. So heedfulness is very important. Heedfulness will lead you to all this cultivation. to all this understanding. Then you will start to understand what is right view. What he has shared with you is just the first one. Understand? Law of karma. Second one, Paticca-samuppada, is what all this is all about. You trace the five aggregate of form in mind. Then how this mind function dependent on citta-niyama. So how you function as a human being. Then you will come to understand what Paticca-samuppada is all about. Dependent origination. When you silence your mind and meditate in the form of meditation, in the midst of life, where your senses are fully engaged, then you are mindful. That's why you are sensitive. That's how you will know. Not only upon contact, feeling arise, straight away it conditions emotion, unhappiness. Like he said, a lot of negativity. He starts to see them. And he knows this is suffering. That's why he contemplated, reflected, then he want to resolve it through right view, following Dhamma way. Then when he is already in this investigative mode, where he wants to investigate, he wants to understand, then when he listens to my sharing, straight away the understanding went in very deep. Yeah. Where most of the time, if you are not confronted with all this situation in life, when you don't have the sensitivity and the mindfulness, you use knowledge. Oh, brother, you see already. Ignorant, avijja, paccaya, sankara. All these are theory, not until you apply it to real life and see it happening to your own form of mind. You have not really developed the cultivation of Noble Eightfold Path. The Noble Eightfold Path can only be cultivated when you have sati, mindfulness, the first factor of enlightenment. Then when that sati stabilizes, then only you can use it to investigate Dhamma, Dhamma Vichaya. Then when it stand up to investigation, what happens? Your faith become very different, unshakable. Then when your faith become unshakable, it will drive you to cultivate seriously. That's how virya come to be, spiritual zeal, the tenacity to walk this way, to cultivate full time, non-stop. But this is so important. So that is the third factor of enlightenment, virya. Then when virya is there, your sati will become very different. Then this sati will bring forth the fifth enlightenment factor. Oh, sorry, the fourth enlightenment factor. What is the fourth enlightenment factor? After sati, dhamma, vichaya, virya. Piti. Piti is spiritual calmness, spiritual joy. When your sati become very stable, you have a lot of piti. You have a lot of joy throughout the day. Then this mind become very different. Then after that, when you stabilize it, it become pasati, the silent mind, the meditative mind. And this is the fifth enlightenment factor. Then this fifth enlightenment factor can allow you to see things as they are, very clearly. But this is the meditative mind. Then it can insight into phenomena. It can awaken. Then it can be very sensitive inside. Then for some people, they need to really stabilize this until very stable, so that in the midst of life, when they live life, when their senses are fully engaged, they develop the stability or paucity which will become samadhi. Samadhi is the collected mind, unwavering mind, the sixth enlightenment factor. So when samadhi arises, in the midst of life, when you see something, hear something, smell, taste, tactile, feel, or think, the mind in samadhi never stir, never react, because it's collected. That's how it can see things as they are. That is very sensitive. It will not use memory. Then you will know what I mean, or Krishnamurti mean by acting according to memory is not acting at all. Seeing according to memory is not seeing at all. That's why your perception, everything come out is because of your memory, your conditioning, your fear, your phobia, your views, your opinion, your conditioning, your belief system, your trait. All this will cause you to act in a particular pattern or way, which is reaction. It's not true action. is action via greed, hatred, and delusion, fear, insecurity, scars of memory. All this will come up. And you act according to memory, you are not acting at all. That's why you will see all this. Then when you have sati, pasati, and samadhi, you can see things as they are, not according to what your memory tell you, your conditioning tell you. You see them without the words. You see truth, you see reality, and because you are silent, the samadhi is collected and unwavering, then it does not stir. Then this one can awaken. That's why you can see things as they are and awaken. Then you will understand. All of a sudden, deep inside, you will understand. Yeah. And sometimes it's when you maintain mindfulness throughout the day, you just have to inquire. Truth is everywhere. Why can't I see? Then when you continue to be mindful, aware, just like when Song is investigating, he listened to my Dhamma, he will awaken. Last time at Ajahn Ananda, 2 to 3 years ago, he read my notes. 6 times earlier on, he cannot understand. But the moment he connect, he read, he understand. But this note come from the silent mind, the meditative mind. These are the Dhamma that arise through that silence. That's why he can understand. So all this, you will go through. Then as you go through, it's Dhamma, understand? Dhamma, Dhamma. But if you don't apply it in real life, it will not stabilize. But these are just Dhamma. Dhamma. You know what it is, but you have not gone through it. You have not really been tested. That's why they say you have to go through the test. And Mandarin got a very good word. Yeah? What is the word for test? Huh? Mo lian. That one is very good. Mo lian. Means how you translate. Like you sharpen something. Polish. Polish and learn. The Mandarin word is very, very beautiful. That's why when you confront life, you learn from life. Because as you go through life, you get yourself involved with life. Then you see your form and mind arising, all this self-delusion, attachment, craving, fear, worry, anxiety, unhappiness, the craving to get hold of the tenant, to tell him off, or to ask him to pay the rent. And this is only a very small thing. That's why a lot of people enter depression when they go through life. You know, what haunt them is, like last time, Joanne, you can ask Joanne, she's here, I saw her. She, when her job gave her problem that time, the fear, the worry, the anxiety, so strong. Then those who went through relationship problem also will know, separation, many of them, that thought keep on coming back, haunt you. And that is what attachment, accumulation is all about. You attach, cling and hold and deposit into your brain, your memory. So, craving, attachment, attach to what? Your memory. The things that you perceive with negativity, where you don't have right view, you don't understand. Then that feeling that arises is no more pure feeling, unpleasant feeling. Then the anger, the emotion that wants to move, act, the craving, wanting things your way, which is not nature's way. And this is what suffering is all about. That's why you say when he was busy doing the tax in the month of June, all those things doesn't affect him. So sorry. And also he has the Dhamma, because of that, he was able to handle it very well. Then finally, he resolved it on his own. He never come and ask me also, because he can do it. Like I said, technically, after what happened when he connect, he don't need a teacher. He can be his own teacher. That's why you will know how to solve your own problem after that. Yeah. Your form and mind is different. It's connected with this Dhamma, this understanding. The only thing is the stabilizing of it. you need to stabilize it. Then all the thought that come through the back door and tell you all those story, finally also will be rooted out. Yeah. That's why initially after he connected 3 years ago, he full of joy and he went through a period of fantastic Dhamma experience and understanding. Then later on, he said the thought keep on telling him a lot of this mundane thing. How come like that? How come like that? Then I had to explain to him, these are all from the thought. It's not the Dhamma. Because the thought can never understand all this. The thought is within the field of thought. It's a condition, arising entity. It has its egoic mind inside there. Self-delusion, sakyadity. Not until your wisdom stabilizes, connect to that form of mind. This wisdom will help the form of mind to free and liberate. Then it will reach a point of understanding where that so-called wisdom at the moment of sense experience, the Buddha called it yoniso manasikara. You have to pay attention to this word. When your wisdom stabilizes, this word will be very, very meaningful. Yoniso manasikara. This is wisdom at the moment of attention. Yeah? Wisdom, this one is attention. Yeah? Yoniso is wisdom. Huh? So we call this wise attention at the moment of sense experience. Sense experience. Yeah. Okay? Can I understand? I have to go to washroom. I drink too much tea and water today. Give me a minute. Then if you want to discuss anything, you all can continue. Don't worry. I go upstairs for a while. Okay, so hopefully with this explanation, it is clear by now. You all know what to do. That's why mindfulness is very important. heedfulness is very important. The sensitivity of the mind is very important. You all have progress in one way or another, but you may not understand all this because you have not gone through the whole cultivation. Even the initial Dhamma, the essential Dhamma that you understand, and you make a point to follow the advice of the Buddha to avoid all evil, do good, and purify the mind, you have to start from there. Then ask yourself what constitutes evil. That's why you have to go back and write it down. Like you go through a study of the teaching. It's called phase one Dhamma, the learning or the teaching or the doctrine, the teaching as taught by the Buddha. So when you understand the essential Dhamma, what constitutes evil, then only you can develop the mindfulness to be aware of these mental states that we call evil. Then only you can understand what is suffering, because you have to feel it with the mindfulness, with the understanding. Then when you go through life, you become different, because you can reflect and contemplate. No wonder the Buddha said this is suffering, this is attachment, this is craving, but you have to experience it. Like the mother who went through childbirth, they will understand why the Buddha said birth is suffering. You know, when you reflect back, you recollect. When you are mindful, you can develop the recollection of it. That's why mindfulness is always related to the word recollection. Because when you are mindful of it, you can recollect it. That is what it is. So a lot of people fail to understand the cultivation because they relate mindfulness as memory. It's not memory. Of course, recollection is true memory. Yeah, that's not. But mindfulness is not memory. A lot of people every time say, when you drop something, you're not mindful. Or you sometimes clumsy, you make some mistake. Oh, you're not mindful. No, nothing to do with that. Well, mindfulness is not what you think. When you are mindful, you can be mindful of many things. It depends on which aspect of life you are mindful of. Where your mind can only do one thing at a time. Unless you want to be in a state of spacious awareness without a center, then that one is fully aware. Then any of the sense door it arises, you are aware. But that one cannot live, cannot act. The one that is for living is, that one is more for meditation, to develop the understanding. But the one that is useful for life is the specific phenomenal awareness. When you are aware of this specific thing, you cannot be aware of other things. Of course, when you have the silent mind without the mundane mind, then naturally it has this spacious awareness that can be aware. But depend on whether you want to be aware of it or not. All your movement, my nature can see. That's why I share. It's like I used to share with you all and tell you all, inside here, no movement, nothing. Then who is sharing? You understand? Because there is no movement, that's why it can be aware, it can see all these things. All of your activity and movement, this nature can see. But whether it wants to know and maintain awareness or not, is up to this nature. That's why when you live life, you have to be aware. And you can be aware in the midst of life. Everything that arises within life, you can develop the awareness if you want to. So this awareness is just aware. But because you are aware, you can recall what happened. There's a recollection of it. Understand that? But when you are aware, nothing to do with memory. It's just like when I reach out for my handphone or my purse, then I use it, I'm mindful, I'm aware, but I don't have to try to be mindful and aware, because this mind that is aware will be aware. Then if I want to keep it somewhere where I can remember, when I move this purse or my handphone and I leave it there, because I'm aware while I'm doing this, I'm not multitasking or thinking of anything, I can recall. There's a recollection of where I put this thing, and I'm very sure. And I can even tell my wife where to get it. Because there is the awareness when you are doing it. When you are aware, you can recollect. But nothing to do with memory. And most of the time, after you cultivate, you don't have to use your memory. Because your brain is like the computer. Random access memory. You need, you access it. Yeah, this thing is just memory, but non-grasping. You know what is grasping memory? You know? Aggregate that are grasping. That's why for the enlightened being, the Arahant, there are five aggregate of form and mind. Yeah? The last one is Viyanang, eh? Viyanang or consciousness. Viyanang, yeah? Or consciousness. So this four aggregate of mind, for normal people, they are grasping aggregate. Aggregates, yeah? But for the enlightened one, they are non-grasping. Enlightened one. The pie aggregate, they are non-grasping. And you can see it when you have mindfulness. Grasping means clinging, right? Grasping. Holding on to thing one. So when your feeling become grasping, what happens? It transgress already. It has become craving. Your feeling will remain as pure feeling when there is no grasping. Grasping means like and dislike. Pleasant and unpleasant. Attachment. Clinging. Possessiveness. You want it already. That's why from feeling, you will condition craving. Then when it is stronger than craving, it becomes grasping. You grasp it, you hold it, you want it. Then you become that thing. The anger itself, the lust itself. And when you become, it will trigger a transgression. You are born into it. That's why the dependent origination you can see happening. Yeah. Upon contact, not only feeling arise, without wisdom, without this unisoul manasikala, straight away it will condition craving. That's why you cannot cut a feeling. Then craving will very fast become grasping when you think about it and you become like very worked up on it. Oh, means you attach to it strongly, then you grasp at it, then you become that thing. Yeah. That's why pasat pachya vedana, vedana pachya tangha, tangha is craving. Then tangha pachya what? Huh? What is grasping? Upadana or upadan? Upadana. Upadana is Thai word. Yeah. Upadana. Then upadana pachya bhavo, bhavo is becoming. Then becoming pachya jati, birth. That arises a whole mess of suffering. Jara marana and all those things. Sokapada, all those miserable mental states. Suffering, misery, sorrow, lamentation and all those things. So this is how the Dhamma is to be cultivated. And you have to start from the first phase of Dhamma. Understand the essential Dhamma, then be very focused, then work on it, which is the second phase. putting all this Dhamma into cultivation. Then when you start to cultivate, you have condition to contemplate, reflect, and develop the more stable understanding, like second turning wisdom. Then you will prepare yourself, like prepare yourself to awaken during the third turning, or any of the first, second, or third turning. So second turning and first turning wisdom is a very good base for you to receive truth, higher truth. Then you can awaken. Then the third turning wisdom is more penetrative. After the second turning and the third turning, or even the first turning wisdom, you have to stabilize those wisdom. Even though it's already there, but you must know how to use it, apply it. That's why you have to stabilize that. You have to go through all this. Yeah. So luckily, Brother Song has the condition and he's willing to share. Yeah. That's why all this is part and parcel of the cultivation. And this is something that the world may not have understood. Yeah. Okay? Yeah. Let us rejoice. Eh? Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, anything else, huh? Russell? Yeah. You want to add or share? Yeah.
Yeah. 当我在, initially, 当我在要, resolve 的时候, 我没有跟人家讲, 我也没有 get 你的 advice, 我那时候我讲, I want to try myself, 不要每次问你, I want to learn how to apply the Dharma, I want to learn it.
You can do it, man. That's why I told you a long time ago. Technically, you don't need anybody, you can understand it yourself.
And then, 那时候我, 当我在 sincerely ask for forgiveness 的时候, 我也没有跟我的 colleague 讲,
yeah.
Because normal people 一定是认为我 crazy 了,
yeah, yeah.
The tenant 没有被我 rental, and then you keep on asking the forgiveness.
Yeah.
No, but 当我 keep asking forgiveness 的时候, 我真的是 你很像看到那个 truth,
yeah, yeah, yeah,
越来越 clear 了, yeah, 就是 you read what you sow.
Correct, yes.
And then 他对方也只不过是一个 form and mind, yeah, 他只是 diluted 罢了,
yes.
That's all. And then 当我在 在 deal 的时候, 我是想, 哇, you need a lot of the patience.
Yeah, 甘地,
yeah, you need a lot of the patience. 我, that's what go through the 八个月.
Yeah, yeah. Behind patience is understanding.
Yeah.
That's why when you have patience born of understanding, there is true patience. Otherwise, it's suppression.
Then, 在这个八个月里面, 我是很 patient 的, 我讲, 我的 mind,
yeah.
我的 thought 讲,
you can accept the reality.
有一天, 这个 case 一定会 solve 的,
yeah, it will settle.
It will settle, 因为这个是 foreigner.
Yeah, yeah.
他怎样久, 他最多住两年,
yeah.
In Malaysia, yeah. Then 他一走了, 就是 solve.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the currently, 你的那个 sankara 一直在 moving 的时候,
yeah.
But this is a reality.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
你不能够等两年.
I say you got two choice. You got two choice.
So you got to solve it.
Yeah. And so, through understanding and mindfulness, you will know what to do. That's why resolve it the Dhamma way amicably. That is the best.
And then, actually, 真的这八个月, 里面我就是学到怎样把我的这个 understanding,
yeah.
这个 Dharma 的 understanding,
yeah. Put into life,
yeah, put into the life, how to practice in the daily
real life,
yeah, in the real,
real
daily
life, then only you can help people. If you yourself cannot resolve it, you cannot advise people, you cannot help people to overcome their problem. Very good, Sadhu.
Actually 在这个八个月里面, 我也是我的 thought 一直 arise 那些 fear negativity,
yeah, yeah, yeah,
的时候,
yeah, yeah.
我跟我自己讲, 我只靠一个 fate 罢了,
yeah, yeah.
我说只有这个 fate 来 drive me 了, 我说我一定要 fully 的有 fit towards the Buddha
Dharma,
that's why 我不能够 apply into the daily life to solve it, 因为那个 negativity 真的是很 strong, but luckily 我没有去 react, you know that 这个是 negativity, but 它是 really the arise in the form and mind, so true, no, so real, 你不能够讲 avoid 说、我哎呀，不用紧了，我没有看到。
But
他一来 haunt 你的时候
，the problem is still there. You have to resolve it. Resolve it means finish. Means finish. 好，来光清老和尚说，做完了，没事了。Don't leave it overnight. Don't let it haunt you. When you contemplate deep enough with the understanding, then you let things be. Letting things be with wisdom is very beautiful.Then when there is condition, things will arise. Then you do what you have to do, understand or not? You don't just, hey brother, they'll say let things be, you know, I don't do anything. Hey, I never mean that, understand or not? Let things be means you must have the wisdom to accept the reality when it happens. Now you off the thing first. Let me continue just now. No matter what happened in life, always remember,Don't react, don't stir your mind, don't get angry or emotional. Means, accept the reality of the moment. Whatever that happened, already happened. Then you write it down. What is the so-called problem? Human being call it problem because you perceive it with negativity. You have to go and write all this down. If you don't perceive it with negativity, there is no problem.This is a reality. Reality means what? Not only happened to me. It will happen to every living being that live long enough. Yeah, these are the reality of life and existence. The eight conditions that the Buddha talked about. So when I confront them with understanding, I will not react. I will not stir. I will be at peace. I accept this situation or so-called problem as a reality of life and existence. Happened already. What can I do?Understand? Like accident happened already. So, next step is what? When you can accept means you do not react, you do not stir, there is no negativity of mind state. Means you have clarity. Then you can see things clearly. Then you apply the Dhamma to resolve it amicably. That is how you solve problem, overcome problem.And when you perceive it, wholesomeness, there is no more problem. Wholesomeness means what? The Buddha said, this noble truth of reality, dukkha is to be understood. Now that I'm confronted with it, I have the condition to understand it. It can be health problem, financial problem, rental problem, career problem, relationship problem, or whatever.First noble truth, reality problem. So, appreciate life and tell yourself, since this thing happened, I should perceive it with wholesomeness. Then I will not have what they call negativity of mind state. If I don't perceive it with negativity, there is no problem. Means there is only the reality.I can be at peace with it. Then I can move on. Then I ask myself one very simple question. How can I resolve this amicably so that I can move on with my life? So that I don't have to hold on to it. I don't have to cling on to it. The form and mind need not go through the attachment, the craving, which will lead to all the negativity of mind state, leading to fear, worry, anxiety, sorrow and lamentation, unhappiness.Fear and all these things. That is not life, is it? That is suffering, is it? Misery, is it? So if I see all this with a clear mind, with understanding, then I will know how to make the appropriate choice for this form of mind. I choose to be happy. I choose to resolve this amicably. Then you ask yourself a question. What is the worst case scenario?Worst case scenario is what? Let's take a few examples. Health problem. What is the worst case scenario? Die. So who died? What died? Nothing died. Problem solved. Isn't it? Great. But because you have not reflected, you have not understood this Dhamma, that the form and mind is dependent on originating condition arising, not real, not you. That's why you cannot understand. You was like a lot of these lay people say, easier said than done. Then your attachment, your craving, your clinging through your self-delusion arise without you knowing. Because when you attach to this physical body, you worry about it getting old, getting sick and die. That's why the five daily contemplation come in. This form of mind, this physical body of mind is of the nature to get old, get sick and die one day. For it has not gone beyond old age, sickness and death. So this one you have to reflect until very clear, until you understand that this is only element. How can it be you? Then you go into the consciousness part and it's content, the four aggregate of mind. What is feeling? It's feeling me. If feeling me, when feeling arise and pass away, did I die? I didn't die. When feeling change from pleasant to unpleasant, did I die? I didn't die. So how can feeling be me? If feeling is not me, then how did it arise in me? That's why I have to meditate to understand. Then you come to understand like the physics experiment. Feeling is dependent originating, condition arising, causal phenomena. My state are they? Not real. That's why the Buddha say, mind is the forerunner of all things. When mind arise, everything come to be. And what is mind? It's just a thought. Arise and pass away. That's why it's impermanent. You attach and cling, grief meaning, it lead to suffering. The Dhamma is so clear. And because it's impermanent, it's not a permanent, unchanging entity. It's not you. Thought come and go, due to respond to memory. There is no thinker behind the thought. That's why you're silent in your mind. You can see all this happening. Then you are not deluded. You are not deceived. Then your problem, no more. So coming back to health problem, what must you do after that? You do what you have to do, understand not, to resolve it amicably. You need to seek a second opinion. You seek a second opinion. You need to change your lifestyle, your eating habit, your whatever. Do it. Whatever that can improve. That form and mind's condition. Of course, you need to seek doctor for certain medication or go through certain operation or what. You have to use your own understanding to find out which is best for you and which is the one that can help you, because there are a lot of bogus doctors around to money, more towards the money one. So you have to be careful. But all this is karmic, anasana. You take care of karma, you past life has not been a doctor that is unethical. Chances is, this life you come, you will not meet up with all those where there is no condition. That you have been a good doctor that really care and love, heal and cure. You will have good parami to meet up with all these doctors that have real, sincere, ethical understanding to help you, to cure you. That's why you must have faith in the Buddha Dhamma, like what Brother Song went through, he know. So when your faith is there, you can solve all your problems. Faith leading to the Dhamma, leading to the understanding, will overcome all your problems. And the easiest one is career. Worst case scenario, lose your job only. What is the big thing? Then like rental. Worst case scenario, don't collect rental only. So it will help you to appease or Eplisa is the word, yeah? Your fear, or stabilize your unnecessary fear. Well, when you reflect and contemplate on the worst case scenario, your fear diminishes. But when you don't understand, I tell you, you can be in serious trouble. I have seen a lot of people with panic attack before because of their daily life, career problem, relationship problem, and a lot of other very simple life problem. Got panic attack. Sometimes go see doctor. Doctor tell you something. Come back, panic. They use the word pucat in Malay. So your whole face like pucat. Pale. Become pale. Like very serious. You don't laugh. You go through life, you will know. But when you have the Dhamma, you can laugh at it. Understand? So what? Worst case scenario is die. Who die? What die? Nothing. Die. Finish. Understand? Problem solved. Take care of karma, everything beautiful. Don't take care of karma, everything like that. Then you learn. Understand? Then you determine from now onward to have right view. Follow the cultivating the Bodhisattva way. You better read the book and make sure you have those understanding and make those aspirations and vow. So that lie or the lie you come, you must have this understanding. Then I can guarantee you, your life will become beautiful. Your karma will become beautiful. Your nature will become beautiful. Then all of your understanding, if you follow that one, it will bring forth your ability to create affinity all the great beings, the great Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. Then you know how to cultivate blessings. Follow the advice of the Buddha to avoid all evil, to good, purify the mind, and perfect all your virtue, and understanding and wisdom. Then you take the four basic vows, the three set of pure precepts. Then you invoke power of merits for causes and conditions for all these great beings to protect you, bless you, and guide you. And your life will become beautiful. Your form and mind that come also beautiful. You know, they will protect you. They will bless you. Then they will guide that form and mind to develop the cultivation, the understanding. And all this is possible when you understand. And they are all there, the right view, how to ask for forgiveness. 10:30 already, so we can end. That alarm clock is very good. So it's indeed a very good session. So we should thank Brother Song for the good condition. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. That's why you all must learn how to share, speak out, ask the right question, then report your meditation. Through this, you develop understanding faster. You don't need to act out it. Sincerely, just report. Then whatever you understand, share with the other Kayanamita. Like what Brother Song went through. You don't need to like be shy, worry, if you don't know right or not. After the Brother Teo say wrong, how? People laugh at me, how? Who is saying all this? Your thought is saying all this. Forget about it. Your nature is so beautiful. Why are you going to worry about all this? The thought will tell you all sorts of things. But being truthful, being sincere, are virtue, your parami. So when you are sincere, truthful, you just report sincerely, truthfully. And this is what Dhamma is all about. When you are sincere, when you are truthful, you will learn because you are sincere. What it takes to walk this way is just three things, like I wrote in the book there. What are the three things? First, you must have faith, sincerity, then persevere. Just do. Is it so difficult? Sincere. When you are sincere, you won't debate. You don't simply do things. You will be true to yourself, true to others. You will not be deceitful. You will not allow the thought to create all this unnecessary, deceitful conditioning. Like paisei. In English is what? Shy. Actually, shy, the word not so effective. No? You are shy. Paisei is not only shy. No? you got this very negative state in you. No? You dare not ask because. But the Mandarin word or the Chinese dialect paisei is very beautiful, you know? And they somehow say paisei jiakaki, jiakjike. But how to translate into English? You are shy, eat yourself. The meaning is totally different. If you are shy, you lose out, isn't it? You yourself lose out, It's not eat yourself. But the Mandarin word and the dialect very good. Paisei jiakaki means yakjike, means you have to pay for your own meal. So hopefully, you all can learn to have faith, sincerity, then you just open up and cultivate. Then the way will be there. Whatever you do sincerely, not only benefit your own nature, yourself, you benefit others too. You can be a blessing to all. That's why faith, sincerity, and perseverance, these three virtues, it can bring you very far. It can lead you to the Dhamma. It can enable you to have the parami, to walk the path of Dhamma, to friction. Everything will unfold with these three simple things. So, Dhamma is very simple. Heedfulness, you are home. Just have to be ever mindful to cultivate the noble eightfold path. Then have these three strong virtues. Sincerity, faith, and perseverance. Just to finish. Then don't react. That's why all these are the advice, the good pointer. Just like I learned from my teacher Acharyantra, you look at the Heart Sutta, he teach me simple things, but I apply them because they are so beautiful. We choose accept everything as natural. Just that word, open up the whole Dhamma understanding. We choose accept everything as natural means what? Thing is just the way it is, understand? Nature's law, condition like that, things will be like that. If you want things your way, you will suffer, you will become afflicted, you will become miserable. So why can't you understand all this? That's why he used very simple English word. He's a Thai. We choose accept everything as natural. Means you don't perceive anything with negativity. Perceive them as the truth, the reality. Then from there, with the clarity of mind, without negativity, you can act. Because negativity is mental hindrance, self-delusion, sakayadity, attachment, craving, clinging, views and opinion. So all this understanding, if you reflect, contemplate, that's why the nature, when I hear this truth, this type of sharing, straight away, I understand, and I don't have to remember. This word like resonate inside your nature. And you know how to apply it, because it's so beautiful. Just like the word accord and flow, let things be. See things as they are. These are very simple Dhamma, which the Buddha always talk about. But when you understand, it is so wonderful, so beautiful, so beneficial. And you can apply it. It's so penetrative. And this has nothing to do with all the high language Dhamma. And nothing to do with all the so-called vipassana, jhana, and all those things. Why you want to go for all those big words which cannot help you in any way? I would rather look for all this simple truth, pointer that can open up the understanding, that can lead to the awakening, and application in real life, and it can become so beautiful. And hopefully tonight, the most important is like Brother Song say, you may listen, you think you already know, but the trouble is you fail to apply it in real life, you didn't experience it in real life. You have to really thank your good karma for having the condition to go through the first noble truth suffering. That's why recently a lot of Kayanamita also went through hospital experience. It's very good. It's always blessing in disguise, because just before they have the spiritual trip or whatever, then they get admitted. And these are the reality of life and existence. You need to experience them. And when you experience them with understanding, you contemplate, you reflect, you grow in Dhamma. You become different. After that, you appreciate more of Dhamma and life. You have a lot of gratitude, like what Brother Song went through. Where you can appreciate Dhamma, that is the beginning of growth. That is the beginning of progress. When you cannot appreciate Dhamma, when you still cannot see it's important and how to apply it and make full use of it for the benefits of all, for the blessing of the many, means you haven't developed the correct cultivation in life, in real life. Okay, we better end. We rejoice. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, we'll do the quick sharing of merits with all beings, starting with the devas. Akka satta cha bhumata devanaga mahindika punyang tang anumoditva chirang rakkhantu loka sasana itta watta cha amehi sampadan punya sampadan sabbe deva anumodantu sampati siddhiya idang me nyatinang hotu sukhita hontu nyatayo idang me nyatinang hotu sukhita hontu nyatayo idang me nyatinang hotu sukhita hontu nyatayo imena punyang kamena mame bala samagamo satang samagamo hotu yawa nivana patiya sadhu sadhu sadhu. Okay, let us pay respect to Triple Gem, all the great beings, worthy ones.
Thank you.